Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a tech-savvy royal family. Yes, yes, ever since the palace became Wi-Fi enabled, it's become so easy to use the Name Your Price tool on Progressive.com.
I do agree, my queen. Simply telling it what we want to spend and seeing all our policy options, I'll send a screenshot to Duke.
The Duke of Kent?
No, my friend Duke. We're in a group chat together. LOL.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Hey neighbor, ever suffer from lawn envy? Your neighborhood Ace can help. Just stop by Ace this weekend, buy a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and get Scott's Turf Builder lawn food for free. That's a $15.99 value. You won't find a better deal this season. April 24th through the 26th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Covers 5,000 square feet. Limit 1. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Score remembers the life and times of our teammate, Doug Buffone. Rest in peace, 55. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Chicago Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. Addison Russell, ranked as one of the game's top prospects, makes his debut tonight for the Cubs. He's called up. Arizmendi Alcantara sent down to Iowa. As for moving forward, Starlin Castro going to go from shortstop to somewhere else? Joe Maddon says don't hold your breath.
Right now our shortstop is playing as good as any shortstop in the National League as far as I can tell, and maybe in all of baseball. So let's just keep riding that one, keep pushing him in the right direction, see how far that takes us.
Maddon was on with Spiegel and Goff this afternoon. You can hear that interview in full at 670thescore.com. 6:05 first pitch in Pittsburgh tonight. Travis Wood, Francisco Liriano in the pitching matchup. Russell will wear number 22 and bat ninth. Blackhawks host Nashville tonight. Game 4 of their first-round matchup at United Center. 8:30 puck drop. The Hawks look to take a commanding 3-1 lead in that one. Sox and Indians at U.S. Cellular Field tonight. 7:10 first pitch. Hector Nueci and Carlos Carrasco in the pitching matchup. NBA, Bulls get a couple days off after their win over Milwaukee last night. 2-0 series lead for the Bulls. Action picks up again Thursday in Milwaukee. NBA games tonight, Cavaliers host Boston. The Raptors and Wizards do battle. The Rockets try to go up 2-0 on Dallas. Mike Budenholzer of the Atlanta Hawks named the league's coach of the year earlier today. And the NFL schedule comes out tonight. An early leak has the Bears being in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. Doug Buffone services have also been announced. The wake will be 2 p.m. Friday at Old St. Pat's Church downtown. Mass to follow Friday at 6 p.m. The scoreboard update brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. And join 670 The Score's Jay Zawoski for the Miller Lite 100 Seats of Friday appearance Friday at Hops and Helmets in Oak Lawn from 7 to 9 p.m. Take a picture of your Miller Lite in Southside Pride and tweet it to hashtag LightFridays for a chance to win 10 tickets to a Friday game. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original light can. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
And now, Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein present... Who's your guy?
Who's your guy?
My guy is quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, Louisville.
Bridgewater shotgun, deep shot, man there, right side, caught, touchdown!
My guy, Aaron Donald, defensive tackle, Pittsburgh.
Hand off to Peterson, he's going to be knocked back, Aaron Donald. Tell you what, we have mentioned Aaron Donald's name a lot.
Mike in Plano, who's your guy?
My guy is Christian Jones, inside linebacker, Florida State.
Tries to leave the pocket, and Christian Jones brings him down.
My guy is Will Sutton, defensive tackle, Arizona State University.
There is your fade to black moment, Will Sutton.
My guy, Eagle Ferguson, defensive tackle, LSU.
Eagle Ferguson. Comes up with his first NFL sack.
There you have it. You hear their names first on Who's Your Guy. You hear them on draft day, and then you hear them in the NFL. So this is pretty simple. We've got the NFL Draft 2015 preview. The scouting reports compiled by the hardworking Nolan Naraki. And we get started, and I ask this question first of Zed in Schaumburg. Zed, who's your guy?
My guy is Doug's guy, Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama.
Appropriately starting with the guy that Doug Buffone really, really liked, Amari Cooper, 6 feet and 7/8 of an inch tall, weighs 211 pounds. Positives.
I don't get it.
As now they say, strengths and weaknesses is the way he has it phrased now. Very good hands, terrific stop and start acceleration, as confirmed by recording the fastest short shuttle of any receiver at the combine. Deceptively fast, closes cushion in a blink, makes tough catches in traffic, will climb the ladder and sky for the ball in a crowd, consistently high-pointing it. Smart, versatile, played all three spots in a pro-style offense, good understanding of how to read coverages, exceptionally crafty route runner, runs the full tree, understands how to set up defenders with subtle nods and stems and sell his routes, superb athlete, outstanding balance and body control to snap out of breaks and make plays in the air. Cat quick, creates separation out of his breaks, makes difficult catches look routine, effective creating after the catch on bubble screens, can convert lateral tosses into chunk yardage, tough physical blocker, playmaking ability, comes through in the clutch, instant impact potential in a sophisticated NFL-style offense. Weaknesses.
Pete Futek.
Lacks elite size, can improve escaping press coverage and release more cleanly versus physical corners, will make some concentration drops, was slowed by injuries and an inconsistent offense as a sophomore. The summary, a legitimate playmaking number one receiver with the confidence, route savvy, athletic talent, and receiving skill to become an impact pass catcher in the pros. So smooth, he makes the extraordinary look routine, high floor prospect from a proven program with instant impact potential, a projectic. That is Amari Cooper.
They're not really going receiver, are
yeah,
they?
I hope so.
You want them to.
Oh, yeah. In this class, that pick, yes. Greg in Lamont, you're on the Score. Who's your guy?
My guy, once again, in honor of Doug Buffone from his alma mater, Devontae Parker, wide receiver, Louisville.
Ooh, I love Devontae Parker. 6'2 and 5/8, 209 pounds. Strengths?
Mike Thibodeau.
Exceptional hands, outstanding body control to adjust to the ball and make in-air adjustments and acrobatic over-the-shoulder catches, smooth strider, supple hips, fluid movement skill, able to create last-second separation and make contested catches look easy. Deceptively fast to gain a step on defensive backs, sets up corners, quick out of his breaks, superb hand-eye coordination, wins jump balls, very good leaper, confident, carries a swagger, wants the ball in the clutch, big play potential. Weaknesses.
Darryl Hawkins.
Modest build with little muscle definition. Could struggle avoiding press coverage in the pros. Needs to develop more moves at the line. Does not run crisp routes with multiple quick cuts. Average run strength after the catch. Powers through few tackles. Lacks physicality. Takes plays off on the backside. Appears disinterested, content to coast as a blocker. Scouts have questioned his maturity. Never had more than 55 catches in a season or the superstar production seen from early draft picks. They summarize him as a lithe, silky smooth, speedy playmaker, emerged as the go-to receiver for Teddy Bridgewater in 2013. When healthy, assumed the role again as a senior, though he did not appear fully recovered. Has the combination of length, balance, body control, elevation, and top-end speed to become a number one receiver in the pros, though durability could remain an issue given his thin frame. Best trait is his ability to pluck the ball downfield and create big plays. Durability concerns require closer scrutiny. He is a projected first-round pick. That is Louisville wideout Devontae Parker.
With all their needs, you want him to go wide receiver.
Sure. There's some great ones in this class. If you can get Kevin White or Amari Cooper, I think you do that.
I think you got to go defensive line, but that's me.
They may. Indian Head Park, it is Pat. He is on the score. We're playing Who's Your Guy? Answer that question, Pat.
My guy is Landon Collins from the University of Alabama. Roll damn Tide.
Quit yelling.
Landon Collins, a strong safety. 6 feet tall, 228 pounds from Alabama. Strengths. Outstanding straight line speed, fills quickly, strong on contact, attacks like a linebacker in the box, an enforcer in the run game, tough, competitive, outstanding special teams performer, efficient matching up with backs and tight ends in man coverage, good zone instincts to read the quarterback and make plays on the ball in front of him. Weaknesses. Bulked up, carried too much weight as a junior, negating lateral agility and reactive quickness. Not a natural catcher. Hip tightness showed up at the combine in his inability to transition quickly. Recorded the slowest three-cone drill time of any defensive back. Measured 12.8% body fat. Could stand to improve conditioning. Marginal pro day workout. Scouts said he looked heavy and out of shape. In sum, bulked up as a junior, lost some of the range and burst he displayed in 2013, will make the most impact in the box, filling and dropping the hammer in the run game. Toughness and physicality to become an immediate starter, though would be best playing close to the line of scrimmage, could stand to benefit from shedding some weight and improving his agility. Landon Collins of Alabama projects as a first-round pick.
I like him a lot.
Well tied. That's great.
I like him a lot, but Dan Durkin has talked me off of him for that pick. Too high, he says,
okay,
for that pick.
In 10.